what we saw, Paul, of course, were these extraordinary scenes outside the train stations in Germany on New Year's Eve. Firstly, of course, there was Munich, the very Autobahnhof where people stood holding big signs saying refugees welcome just 5 or 6 months ago. And the two main stations in Munich were closed because there was the threat of a terrorist attack coming from Iraqi and Syrian sources. But further north in Germany, in Cologne, some incidents happened there which the German state broadcaster and the German police deliberately covered up. Of that there is no doubt. And that is that 1,000-plus young migrant men were effectively, you know, assaulting, groping, and worse, any young woman, any female that they could possibly come into contact with. But I have to say, the biggest shock to me was the mayor of Cologne, an independent lady, gave a press briefing in which she said that she was wanted to introduce a new code of conduct for German women. Not for the people carrying out the assaults, but for German women. That they should make sure they don't sort of go within, you know, a metre of...
arm's length, was
their words. Yeah, yeah.
Well, arm's length of a stranger.
Be a yard, really, wouldn't it? But anyway, you know, and I just thought, what an incredible insult to all those women who must have been very, very scared. But I'm quite surprised, actually, Paul, that she didn't suggest that in future they just stay at home and perhaps when they come out wear a headscarf or something like that. I mean, no, but this is an absolute abject surrender of the whole cultural identity of modern-day Germany. I mean, there's often an argument...
Why the news blackout, do you suppose, Mr. Farage?
Well, let me tell you that it's actually far worse, perhaps, than Paul even thinks. In Sweden, Malmö has now become the rape capital of Europe. Fact. However, there has been a change in the law. A change in the law in Sweden. It is now illegal for the Swedish newspapers or the Swedish radio stations or television stations to give the identities of those who commit any crime. And this has been done.
The identities or the ethnicities?
Well, ethnicities.
Yeah.
You can say it's Nick Ferrari, but you can't say that Nick Ferrari is from Switzerland or whatever.
You certainly would not be allowed under the current Swedish law to say that recent migrants, refugees, whatever it is, had committed these crimes. And that is because the Swedish authorities are, you know, terrified of Swedish people realising the breakdown of law and order that has taken place in Malmö.